Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Nina Knight from Family First returning to missed call.
Hi, so this is Nina.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Mercy calling from Keystone First Community Health Services for Ms. Culp.
Missed call.
She's not a participant. I mean, she's not with you guys yet. I think her caregiver did completed all the paperwork, but she wants to switch over to you guys. I just want to know a good date so I can put the start date in.
What is her first name?
Beatrice.
Beatrice. Let me just pull her up in the database. And last
Can you
name is
hear that?
CULP.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me just see who's working on her file.
I think I have an email from Erica.
Gotcha. So she's still in the intake department. Okay, I have her file up. Let me just see who is the last person assigned to it so I can let them know just to get that confirmation on the caregiver on compliance. Okay. Caregiver is, yeah, HR compliant. Okay, let me speak to Sarah. Let me place you on a brief hold and get Sarah on the line so we can actually get a start date for that for services to start, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
They just said as soon as we get the authorization, we can get a start date. We can start it for tomorrow if it comes through.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put it in today,
That's
but I
fine.
don't know if you guys will see it in the system, and I don't know how you guys if you guys want to see it first or if you have them work with the pay stuff. So if you guys say you want the start date tomorrow, I can put it in for tomorrow, but you won't see it in HHA for maybe like
Right.
2 days or so. So it's up to you guys. I can do it for today's what, Tuesday? I can
You
do
could
it for.
do it for today, and it should reflect in the system in like 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, so I'll put the start date tomorrow.
Okay.
And then, okay, thank you, Miss
You're
Nina.
welcome. You take care.
All right, bye bye.